VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Welcome to the CNN 10 News Report. I'm Leela. City of Gardens smothered in smog as residents call for more action. Lahore is Pakistan's second largest city, a major center for commerce, banking, and industry. Known to locals as the City of Flowers and the City of Gardens, it is widely regarded as the cultural capital of Pakistan. Unfortunately, Lahore also regularly ranks as one of the most polluted cities in the world. After the summer monsoon season ends, there is less moisture and movement in the atmosphere in the fall, nothing to sweep the smog away. Cold winter temperatures also hold smoke down so it can't rise, keeping more pollutants trapped at ground level. Some point to farmers as the source for extra pollution because they typically burn old crops in order to prepare their fields at this time of year. Others point to low-quality fuel in the country. Yet another source is all the industry in the city. According to a paramedic at a local hospital, locals have been coming in with sore throats, not from COVID, but from the smog instead. Pollution causes irritation to the eyes and makes it difficult to breathe. Lahore residents are asking the government to take action, but the government says it already has. Anti-smog squads have been deployed across Lahore. They're tasked with identifying and sealing factories that don't meet the city's EPA standards. The government has also banned low-quality gasoline. Plans are underway to require higher efficiency motorcycle engines, and the government is also looking at ways to plant more trees throughout the city. Fully autonomous cars not yet ready for public use, says CNN. High-tech cars offer increasingly autonomous modes, but even with computer-assisted driving becoming more common, how realistic are fully self-driving cars? Despite regularly updating its software, Tesla has come under fire for a number of accidents blamed on its assisted driving programming. 3 years ago, in a CNN 10 special report, experts predicted a city filled with driverless cars was still decades away. In today's episode, CNN revisited the topic to see if that was still the case. Michael Balaban, the transportation editor for CNN Business, found out firsthand that he isn't quite ready for Tesla's full self-driving mode to take total control of the wheel. When you watch the video, you'll hear Balaban exclaim, "Whoa," several times as he grabs the steering wheel to correct the Model 3 before anything unfortunate can occur. According to Balaban, the self-driving mode seems to need human input or an interruption, as he puts it, quote, every couple of blocks or so. When you're going down a straight road with not a lot of pedestrians, the car actually seems to do okay, end quote. But as any experienced driver will know, straight roads with few pedestrians aren't the problem. It's the combination of commuters, trucks, cyclists, pedestrians, interchanges, and intersections that often create problems. Experience teaches us how to handle these challenging situations. What of the self-driving mode software? Balaban concludes the full self-driving mode is not truly ready for public consumption, for many reasons, one being that the name itself is not quite accurate. The car cannot yet fully drive itself. A human must still sit behind the wheel, ready to intervene at any second. If it really were self-driving as promised, as Balaban points out, you'd be able to take a nap while the car drove you along. Now, it bears noting that Balaban admits to some researcher bias. He admits to being a little skittish, so he might have taken over more than someone else who was more used to the way the car drives. Balaban likens the experience to teaching a teenager how to drive. As the more experienced person in the car, you're always watching and waiting, never knowing when the learner might make a mistake, thus keeping you in a more anxious state. Truly, fully autonomous cars may not be decades away, as experts once said, but according to Balaban, we're at least still years away. And now, our sentence of the day. In the fall, after monsoon season ends, the rains and winds die down, so there's less moisture and movement in the atmosphere to sweep the pollutants away. Let's look at some vocabulary from the sentence. Monsoon. This means the season of heavy rain during the summer in hot Asian countries. For example, during a weak monsoon, this dam on the river can hold the entire amount of water. Next, moisture. This means a liquid, such as water, in the form of very small drops, either in the air, in a substance, or on a surface. For example, excessive use of hair dryers and ceramic straightening tongs can drain the moisture out of your hair. Last, atmosphere. As it was used in the sentence of the day, this means the mixture of gases around the Earth. But it's also worth remembering that this means a mixture of gases that surrounds any planet. I'd like to leave you with yet another meaning for atmosphere, which is the character, feeling, or mood of a place or situation. For example, instead of meeting in the conference room, I thought we could all meet in a more relaxed atmosphere, like the cafe around the corner. Today's CNN 10 video left me with some gray area questions. Innovation and industry have driven progress since the dawn of humankind. But there is always a price to pay for industrialization, whether it be monetary or other. What is the price of continuing the very industries that keep our societies running? What price must governments and citizens pay as we push those industries to change for our future? Will we drive innovation, or will innovations drive us, as in the case of fully autonomous self-driving cars? And if humans are responsible for programming the very software that drives the vehicle, who is actually driving whom? These are the questions that come to my mind as I consider the gray area. I'm Leela, and that's the news for now.